交给顾志成弟兄。
Good morning, everybody.
大家早。
今天我们是讲亚伯拉罕的信心第五次。
Today will be the fifth time we're going to talk about the faith of Abraham.
我们前面已经讲过四次，说到亚伯拉罕的信心是属天的信心。
Like we talked before, we actually already talked four times, heavenly faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的道路是属天的道路。
Abraham's been walking the heavenly way.
这个信心的道路今天也是教会的信心道路。
And this heavenly way shall be the same path for the church.
所以虽然亚伯拉罕在旧约的圣经里头，他是第一个走这样子道路的人。
Abraham was the first to walk this heavenly path in the Old Testament.
但是直到今天，我们都圣经说我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And until today, the Bible has always said that we are the descendants of Abraham.
不是说我们是犹太人。
Not saying that we are a Jew.
而是说我们都是因信得应许的后裔。
But he's saying that we have the same faith, therefore we are the descendant.
但是我们都有一个使命。
And we have one duty.
亚伯拉罕如何在信心中得着信心的后裔？
How Abraham received the descendant of faith from his faith.
今天我们也要在主的面前要有信心。
So that today we shall come to the Lord and we shall have the same faith.
为了是要神的家得着属灵的后裔。
Because we would like the church to receive the descendant of the faith.
耶稣基督是万人的救主。
And Jesus Christ is the Lord of all.
圣经说他更是信徒的救主。
And he's saying that he is the savior for all the believers.
当我们从前不认识神的时候，
Before when we did not recognize who Jesus was.
有一天有人传福音给我们，叫我们信耶稣是救主。
And one day when you received the gospel saying that Jesus Christ is Lord.
但是我们不停在那里。
So that we don't, once we receive the gospel, we don't stop right there.
我们圣经说，耶稣基督还是信徒的救主。
And in the Bible, it also said that Lord Jesus is also the savior of all the believers.
已经信了耶稣的人，仍然需要救主。
So for all that believe, we need the savior.
因为我们有许多的生命情形还不那么样像主。
Because there are a lot of things that we do every day that we have to improve and be like Christ.
所以我们一直要蒙拯救，才能够越来越像耶稣基督。
So that every day we have to receive more blessings so that we could become more like Christ.
前几个礼拜我们弟兄说，我们不要随从肉体而行。
A couple weeks ago, Brother C told us not to follow the flesh.
但是我们要随从圣灵而得生。
So not just that, not follow the flesh, but we have to follow the spirit.
这个就是基督徒的得救的过程。
And this is the process of being saved.
什么时候我们随体贴肉体，我们就是死。
Whenever we follow the flesh, we become mortal.
什么时候我们体贴圣灵，我们就是生命平安。
Whenever we follow the spirit, we are living.
这个道理不是从新约才开始的。
And this is not just from the New Testament alone.
这个是应许的原则。
Because this is the beginning of the promise.
这个是神永远的计划。
And this is the eternal plan of God.
这个是神不变的旨意。
And this has been the purpose of God from the beginning.
我们从亚伯拉罕，我们就看见这件事的事实。
And from Abraham, we could see that it is in fact true.
亚伯拉罕有信心。
Abraham has faith.
所以他得救。
So that he is saved.
但是亚伯拉罕的信心一直被神掌握在他的手中。
And Abraham's faith has always been in God's hand.
亚伯拉罕的信心一直进步。
And Abraham's faith is ever growing.
他遇见主的启示，他相信，他就跟从主出去了。
Every time he received a vision from God, he would follow and go.
基本上神应许他两件事情。
Basically, there's two things that God promised Abraham.
一个是神应许他要得着迦南美地。
The first thing was, God promised Abraham that he will receive Canaan.
一件事是神应许他会得着后裔承受一切属地。
And the other promise was, God promised him that he would have his descendant, to receive his land.
我们前面四课我们都讲到亚伯拉罕怎样得着这个地。
And in the last four lessons, we learned how Abraham received the land.
从创世纪十六章开始，我们就要看亚伯拉罕怎样得着后裔这件事。
And beginning from Genesis chapter 16, we now will start to see how Abraham received the descendants.
至终借着这个后裔，神要把弥赛亚引进来。
And how through the descendants, the Messiah would be introduced.
神要把他的国度引进来。
And how through this Messiah, the kingdom would be introduced.
那今天你和我都是在这个应许里头被神来成就的。
And today you and I are from this kingdom and are the descendants.
所以我们还是先打开圣经。
So today, let's open up the Bible.
如果你没有圣经的话
，and if you don't have a Bible,
你今天特别需要一本圣经在手上。
And today you definitely will need a Bible.
没有圣经的话，请你现在找一找。真的没有的话，举手，我们请招待为你来找圣经。
And if you truly cannot find a Bible around you, we will get one for you.
我再提醒弟兄姊妹，每一次主日来聚会，手上一定要有圣经。
And let me remind brother and sister one more time, Bible is important for you to bring to the church.
我们不是来听听而已。
We are not here just to listen.
我们是要来读主的话。
We are indeed here to read the Bible.
在主的话，从主的话得着亮光，得着生命。
And through God's word, we will receive the light.
我们得着信心都是要从听道而来。
In order to get faith, you have to learn and listen.
我们要知道这个道是从哪里而来。
And you have to understand what we're telling you is from the Bible.
感谢主，我们都准备好了，我们就打开创世纪十二章七节。
And when you're ready, let's flip to Genesis chapter 12.
十二章七节。
Chapter 12, 7.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。够了，神要把这地赐给亚伯兰的后裔。
God is going to give this land to Abraham's descendants.
亚伯兰听见这句话，
And after Abraham heard this,
他相信了，
He believed.
他就有许许多多跟着后来的道路跟行动。
And not just that he heard, he believed and he followed.
他得着地，只要他的人去了，在那个迦南地住上了，他就好像得着了这个地。
And in order for him to receive this land, it's simple. He just moved there and lived there.
但是亚伯兰一直有一个不是太清楚的心思。
But Abraham still has one little doubt.
他说，怎么样得着这个后裔呢？
How actually do I get my descendants?
所以亚伯兰一直对后裔这个问题不是太清楚。
So Abraham never fully understood how he is going to receive his descendants.
今天我们就来看亚伯兰怎么样被神带到一个非常清楚的光景。
And today we're going to learn how Abraham received his second vision.
我们读一下我们这一连串的信息的最主要的一节经节，希伯来书六章十五节。
Let's go to Hebrew chapter 6:15.
希伯来书六章十五节
Hebrews 6:15
一起来，这样亚伯拉罕既很久忍耐，就得了所应许的。亚伯拉罕很久忍耐，就得了所应许的。
Abraham waited patiently, and he received what was promised.
他得着应许的地。
He received the promised land.
他也得着应许的后裔。
And he received the promised descendants.
我们已经读过亚伯兰怎样得着地这件事。
We already talked about how he received the land.
今天我们特别要从创世纪十六、十七章来看他怎样得着应许的后裔。
And today, through Genesis chapter 16 and 17, we'll learn how he got his descendants.
我们打开创世纪第先读十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
可能今天翻圣经要前前后后的翻哈。
Today we'll flip the Bibles many times.
但是主要是在十六、十七章的里面。
But mainly we'll be in Genesis chapter 16 and 17.
所以这个我们可以把我们的有一条红线就放在那个地方。
So you might bookmark Genesis 16 and 17.
好，那个我们读十五章第三第二节第二到四节。
Chapter 15, 2 to 4.
亚伯兰说主耶和华我既无子你还赐我什么呢并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢亚伯兰又说你没有给我儿子那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣耶和华又有话对他说这人必不成为你的后嗣你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣亚伯兰一直不明白他年纪那么大了怎么样可以有后嗣呢
Abraham never understood how he was in such an old age to receive a child
所以虽然神一直叫他数算天上的众星地上的尘土
So even though God told him that his descendant is going to be the numbers of the star in the sky or the sand in the land
他听是听了却是不明白这个事怎么样会成就
Abraham heard it, but then he has not realized how it's going to happen yet.
所以当神在启示的时候，他又问神了。
So when God gave Abraham another vision, Abraham asked God again.
我既无子，怎么样来你还赐给我什么呢
？I am still childless. How am I going to get my descendants?
所以他就又直接的问主一次。
So Abraham asked God directly one more time.
可能承受我家业的就是我家里头的一个仆人。
So maybe my descendant is actually my servant.
他不是我生的，他是一个大马色人，叫做以利以谢。
So this servant is not truly from me, but he is my servant, and his name is Eliezer of Damascus.
Eliezer
of Damascus.
Of Damascus. Damascus.
Damascus.
所以呢，神那个主呢就说不是不是。
So Lord said no.
主说。这人必不成为你的后裔
And the Lord said your servant shall not be your descendant
要你本身所生的才能成为你的后裔
And it has to be a child from your own body It could be your own descendant
亚伯兰又听见一句主的话
Then Abraham heard God one more time
但是他还是不懂这句话的意思
But still he did not understand
你知道吗我们一个人基督徒也是这样得着了启示不等于你就能去经历它
So brother and sister, do you know as Christians, we sometimes receive a message, but then we don't know how to decode it.
我们常听见主的话。
We always listen to the word.
是从主的话来,每一个启示都有它永远的价值。
And indeed, every message that we get from God has a meaning.
但是经过我们这个肉身。
But the meaning through the flesh.
我们常常有肉身的遮蔽。
We will misunderstand it.
我们听是听了却不明白。
Even though we listen, we would not understand.
因为我们这个肉身的生命还不到能懂神的心意的那个光景。
It's all because that your flesh is in the way.
但是感谢主，主不放弃我们。
But praise the Lord, God never gives up on us.
因为这个在我们只要有心追求主，主还可以慢慢的来启示他的自己。
Because if today, if you're still willing to understand the meaning of the message,
但是从我们这个肉身的角度来看
But if we keep on trying to use our flesh to understand the meaning,
我们一定要晓得凭着我还是不能够成就主的旨意
And you have to understand that through your flesh alone, you would not be able to accomplish.
因为永远的启示和我今生的经历中间还有一个过程
Because through the eternal message and our mortal flesh, there is a gap.
希伯来书那里告诉我们，亚伯拉罕是因为很久忍耐。
And in Hebrew, it says that Abraham was patiently waiting.
弟兄姊妹，我们得着一个启示，不是这样子马上就能够经历它。
And brothers and sisters, when you receive a message, it does not understand that you understand it right away.
有些启示完全是主做的，比如说我们是罪人。从来不晓得，忽然间主光照我们，我们接受了，就知道我们真是罪人。
Some of the message you will be able to understand it instantly, like we are a sinner when we first believe in Christ.
啊，这个是马上就做成的。
It's something that you could grasp instantly.
因为是罪人，不是罪人，在光里头一看就晓得的事。
Because in the light, you could see yourself as a sinner or not a sinner right away.
但是承认自己是活在圣灵里头或活在肉身里头这件事情不容易。
But to see if you're in the flesh or in the spirit is not such an easy task.
我们每一个相信耶稣的人
Because everyone who believes in Jesus,
我们以为相信耶稣我们就活在灵里物里。
You think that if you believe in Jesus, then you live in the spirit.
相信耶稣当然就在基督的里面。
If you believe in Jesus, then we are within Jesus.
但是不随从肉体只随从圣灵是要何等大的拯救的能力。
But to indeed to be within Jesus, you have to give up your flesh, and that is not an easy thing to do.
保罗说这样子的一些话是在罗马第八章说的。
And Paul said in Romans chapter 8,
在八章之前有七章整个篇幅就说到一个人在肉体中的挣扎。
And in Romans, from chapter 1 through chapter 7, it talks about the difficulty you have to face in the flesh.
所以我们一直要在主面前谦卑自己来学习他的道路。
So, in order to learn the way, you have to humble yourself before the Lord.
我们要在主面前得着他的光来明白我们生命里头有两个做主掌权的东西。
And in order to understand the meaning, you have to receive the light and you have to pray for it.
啊，东西好像有点不是生命哈，是一个东西。
And a thing is not alive, it's not your life.
但是路加福音说到耶稣基督，他说他是圣物，圣洁的东西。
And in Luke, it talks about how the Spirit is holy.
耶稣基督是一个圣物，他住在我们的里面。
And Jesus Christ is a holy thing that lives within you.
我们的天然生命，我们的旧生命是一个旧物，也在我们的里面。
And our old life, our mortal life, is old and is a thing that's also within us.
怎样蒙主的得救，叫我们不随从肉体，随从圣灵，不是一件简单的事。
And how we understand and give up the flesh and follow the spirit is such a difficult task.
所以基督徒信了耶稣之后还是要在弟兄姊妹的交通跟保护之下来明白圣经。
So even though you have believed it today already, you still have to go with the brother and sister so that you could learn.
最重要的我们不以为自己知道了。
And most importantly, you have to understand that you have not completely understand it yet.
我们要在主的灵里头来明白这件事情。
Because it's only in the spirit you fully understand.
亚伯兰不明白。
And Abraham did not understand it at the moment.
他说承受我没有自己的儿子，你还能给我什么呢？
And at that time, Abraham said, I have no children, so what can I get?
每一个今天信耶稣的神的儿女，
And every one of us today,
不单只要懂得怎样住在基督里，怎样住在迦南美地。
Not just that we have to know, we have to be in Christ to live in the promised land.
我们还要蒙主拯救。
We still also have to receive the blessing.
叫我们都能够产生属灵的后裔。
So that we could produce our own descendants.
来承受我们在主面前所接受所有的家业。
The descendants to receive the promise.
若我们没有属灵的后裔，
If at this moment we do not have any descendants from us,
我们也要像亚伯兰这样子问主，那你还能给我什么呢？
Then we have to act like Abraham and keep asking God for what do you want me to do?
属灵的后裔是在教会里头非常重要的一件事情。
Because the spiritual descendants is an important aspect in the church.
为此我们传福音。
So that because of that we spread the gospel.
为此我们建造圣徒。
And because of that, we build up our brothers and sisters.
为此我们也有主日学建造我们的儿女。
And because of that, we have Sunday morning services so that we can learn.
为此我们也有主日的讲台。
And because of that, we have the sermon.
每样的事情都是为了神能够在教会中得着属灵的后裔。
And everything we do is so that we could have more spiritual descendants from the church.
主有一个极美好的、极丰富的生命要我们一同来承受。
Because God has such an abundant life that we could receive.
若我们没有后裔，神还能赐给我们什么呢？
If there is no descendants among us, then who is to receive this abundant life?
所以亚伯兰就这样子问神。
So Abraham asked God.
神说不是。
And God said no.
要从你肉身生的才是。
No, it has to be a children from your body, then that's your descendant.
亚伯兰听不懂这句话,
and Abraham still did not understand.
他回去跟他的太太撒来商量一下,
so Abraham went back home and talked to his wife, Sarai.
撒来也不懂,
and Sarai did not understand either.
所以这里有两个信耶稣的人不懂, 信神的人不懂神的话,
so right here, you could see that there is two people in God, but yet they did not understand what God was promised.
但是他们都有一个积极的心,
but they do have a heart that is eager to learn.
他们要为神的应许来成就这件事,
they are eager to receive the promise.
所以撒来也想办法,
so Sarah thought about it herself.
所以我们就读一读撒来的方法,
so let's read about Sarah's method.
创世纪16章,
let's go to Genesis 16.
我们从第二节读到第五节,
let's read from verses 2 to 5.
撒来对亚伯兰说, 耶和华使我不能生育, 求你和我的使女同房, 或者我可以因她得孩子。 亚伯兰听从了撒来的话, 于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾, 那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了10年。 亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕，她见自己有孕，就想看她的祖母。撒来对亚伯兰说：“我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你怀中，她见自己有了孕，就想看我。愿耶和华在你我中间看惯。”这个是撒来的好意。
This is Sarai's method.
她说， 我有一个使女，既然主不能让我生育，你就跟这个使女一起来生育吧。So
she said, because I cannot bear a child and I have a maidservant, why don't you sleep with the maidservant?
结果撒来为了这件事情，她自己被小看，受了委屈。And
the result of that was she is now despised by her maidservant.
撒来也信神。Sarai
was a believer in God as well.
但是她不是第一手的 经历神的话,
but she did not receive the message from God first hand.
所以呢她有一个主意,
so she thought about it herself.
亚伯兰啊, 老公啊,
and she said, Abraham, my husband,
我们住在迦南地已经10年了,
we've been living here in this land for 10 years.
我们一年一年一天一天都在努力,
and we work for it every day.
10年都生不出了,
and it's already been 10 years.
可能神不让我生,
maybe I'm not meant to bear a child.
你就跟我的使女生一个。
So how about the maidservant over there?
这个是应验神的话。
Maybe this will take us to the promise.
起码这个真的是从你肉身生的孩子。
At least if the maidservant bear a child, it will be from you.
我们从约翰福音我们晓得所有人的意思生的就是三种的孩子。
And we know that from the Gospel of John, all human child is because of three causes.
一种就是从血气生的，当年轻的时候，生育力正常的时候就可以生了。
One is from the flesh, where is
in the flesh.
One is in the flesh.
一种呢是从情欲生的。
And the second one is from lust.
那我们也晓得怎么叫做从情欲生儿女。
And maybe we should understand what lust is.
那一种呢就从人意生的。
And the third one is from human.
世界上所有肉身生的都是这三种。
And all the child that are born in this world are because of those three things.
夏娃血气不行。
Eve was due to lust.
但是她有一个人意。
And there is also her own thinking.
老公啊, 就这样子生了吧。
And she said, hey, let's do it this way, hubby.
老公听一看一听,
and the husband heard it.
他是不是他的意思? 可能不是。
Maybe it's not truly Abraham's idea.
但是他有情欲。
But he was in lust.
也好。
And he said, sure.
就生一个。
So they bear a child.
结果撒拉跟他生了10年生不出来, 夏甲一生就生了。
So Sarah and Abram would not be able to bear a child in 10 years, and Hagar and Abraham gave the child in the first child.
那我们刚才说那个撒来他不是第一手听见神的话，所以他有这个肉体的行动。
So we just talked about how Sarai did not get the message directly from God, and she came up with her own thinking.
那亚伯兰呢？
So what about Abraham?
他明明听见了神的话，他怎么会这样子去做呢？
Abraham was the one who received the message firsthand. How could he do this?
因为他真的不懂，在肉身生的都不是神所要的。
Because Abraham truly did not understand what God was saying.
从神的话，神的话是生命，是灵。
Because God's word is from the Spirit.
啊、他抓着神的字句就永远搞不懂神的意思。
And Abraham tried to interpret the message in his flesh.
所以呢神要 教他有一点的经历。
So God intentionally wanted to teach him a lesson.
从神的启示和我们的经历之间在亚伯兰说有十年之久。
Because the message from God and the interpretation of the flesh, within it there's the 10 years of waiting.
我们就要说一下有三种的肉体的行为。
And let's now talk about the three things that your flesh would bring you to do.
第一种的肉体行为就是我们上个礼拜在路加福音所读到的。
The first, thing that your flesh will teach you to do is in Luke.
我们也可以翻一下路加福音。第七章。
So let's go to Luke chapter 7.
教会礼拜五的晚上在读路加福音。
We just read about it last Friday.
过去一个礼拜读第七章。
And we just read chapter 7 last Friday.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹也宝贵礼拜五的聚会。
And I hope that brothers and sisters that you would treasure the time you get to spend on Friday.
因为我盼望以后我们的讲台都能够比较用这些话来一起来看神的事。
So that now, I hope that now for the next sermon, I could use the messages from Luke.
路加福音七章有一段话从31节开始。
So if we go to Luke chapter 7:31,
到32节我们读这两节。
Let's read 31 and 32 together.
这个是第一种的肉体的行为。
Because this is the first thing that your flesh will lead you to do.
好，主又说这样，我可用什么比这世代的人呢？他们好像什么呢？好像孩童坐在街市上彼此呼叫说我们向你们吹笛你们不跳舞我们向你们举哀你们不啼哭这里有一件很稀奇的事
In here there is one awesome thing
是主觉得非常稀奇的事
It's something that God did not understand
也可能是我们在孩子的时候所经历的事
And maybe that is something that we experience in our childhood
因为一个不成熟的肉体就常常会经历这个事
Because for someone that is not mature enough you would experience this kind of thing
孩子都是很自我中心的
Because the children are always self-centered
他们就好像在街市上在玩的一样
Because to them they're always playing in the market
诶我吹笛你怎么不跳舞呢
When they play the flute they will want you to dance
啊我举哀你们怎么不那个是什么
哭
我举哀你怎么不啼哭呢
So when we sing a dirge why don't you cry
啊孩子觉得他们做一件事情别人也要跟着他们做
Because to the children whatever they do they want you to do with them
啊这个是一种的肉体的表现
And that is one of the things that the flesh would lead you to do
但是亚伯兰跟撒来的肉体的表现是另外一种比这一种好一点
But what Abram and Sarai did was not this thing
他们两个的肉体行为还是不是各有各的心思、
Because what they did they did not do it in a separate thinking
他们是两个要同一个心思要得着神的应许成就在他们身上
Because Abram and Sarai wanted one thing so they did not do it separately
在撒来的观念里头呢如果我们这样子得着一个儿子也算是我的
In Sarai's thinking she thought that if a child was born from Abraham's body it would be ours
因为神的应许是给你给我的
Because the promise was to both you and I
所以撒来是站在她丈夫的地位上来领取这样子的去成就这样子的一个事
So Sarai could receive the promise through Abraham and the child of Abraham.
我们知道从创世纪里头有一件事亚当跟夏娃是神对他们有一个目的。
And in Genesis, we could also see that there was a promise made to Adam and Eve.
神要他们生养。
God wanted Adam and Eve to bear a child.
众多遍满全地是不是
And they wanted descendants to be over the whole world.
这个是神对一个男人跟一个女人他们成为一体的时候的一个旨意一个要求
Because that is the true meaning when a man and a woman get together
但是他们 堕落犯罪了。
But then Adam and Eve sinned.
所以他们是生养，但是生养的都是肉体的儿女。
So even though they get to bear children, those are the children of mortal.
神不要这样子的肉体生养众多，遍满全地。
And those mortal children are not what God wanted.
因为这样子的肉体生命，结果最后只能换来大水的毁灭。
Because all those mortal children at the end will just receive the big water.
但是神的旨意没有放弃这一个旨意。
Even though the mortal children were born, God never gave up on us.
所以除了亚当跟夏娃之外，马上下面一对夫妻就是亚伯拉罕跟撒来。
So after Adam and Eve, the next couple was Abraham and Sarai.
亚当跟夏娃不能成就的，神要求亚伯兰跟撒莱能够成就。
What Adam and Eve failed to accomplish, God wants Abraham and Sarai to
accomplish. 但是他们要生养的是属灵的后裔，是照着神旨意中的后裔。
And indeed, God would not want Abraham and Sarai to bear the same mortal children again.
为了这个后裔的产生，亚伯兰跟撒莱也非常同心。
But then, at the same time, Abraham and Sarai, they both have the wrong thinking to bear the mortal children.
但是他们凭自己的热心不能成就这件事。
And it is because they are trying to use their own thinking to interpret God's
message. 这个是肉体行为的第二面。
And that is what the flesh can make you do.
第三种的肉体行为就是我们刚从史弟兄的信息领受的，不随从肉体，随从圣灵而行的。
And the third thing that the flesh can make you do is to follow the flesh and not follow the spirit.
那个就是主借着丈夫跟妻子二人成为一体来成就的事情。
And that is something that God truly wanted us to do between a man and a woman.
基督为我们死，且死在十字架的上面。
Christ died for us on the cross.
基督看教会是他的心腹。
Because now the church is the wife for Christ.
基督跟他的教会要产生属灵的后裔，承受神一切的丰富。
And through the union of Christ and the church, we have the spiritual descendants.
所有随从圣灵不随从肉体的人就可以产生属灵的后裔。
So everyone who is from the spirit could have spiritual children.
亚伯兰跟撒来在那个时候第十六章的时候还没有搞懂这件事情。
And in Genesis chapter 16, Abraham and Sarah never understood the true intention.
所以他们凭自己的肉体的思想跟定义要去成就一个后裔出来。
So through their own mortal thinking, they produced a mortal children.
所以神说不行，不是这样子。
So God said to them, no, that was not what I wanted.
我们读创世纪十七章。
So let's now go back to Genesis 17.
我们从时间很有限哈。我们从第一节读到第十五节。
Okay, so Genesis 17, 1 through 15.
亚伯兰年九十九的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful.
君王从你而出，我要与你并世世代代的后裔建立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。我也必做他们的神。神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。”你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的，是在你后裔之外用银子从外人买的，生下来第八日都要受割礼。你家里生的， 和你用银子买的都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们肉体上做永远的约。但不受割礼的男子必从民众剪除，因他背了我的约。神又对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她要名叫撒拉。感谢神，神是一直说话，用他的话来引导我们的神。
And praise the Lord, God is always using His words to lead us.
在这里，神说的话有四个重点。
And in here, there are four things that we have to pay attention to.
第一，亚伯兰跟撒拉做了一件事情，是在神眼中不完全的动作。
First, what Abraham and Sarah did was not pleasing to God.
所以神对他说，你要在我面前做完全人。
So that God says, you have to come before me and be blameless.
当我们的肉体出现了在神的面前，
When our flesh appears in front of the Spirit,
我们马上就在神的眼中看作不完全了。
And at that moment when your flesh appears, you are not blameless anymore.
在神的面前，要么完全，要么不完全。
Because there's only blameless and blameful.
你说你怎么样可以完全呢？
How can we be blameless?
你就不要随从肉体。
You shall not follow the flesh.
必须要随从圣灵。
And you shall follow the Spirit.
当我们随从圣灵的时候，我们在主的面前就是完全了。
So when you choose to walk with the Spirit, then you became blameless
in front of God. 因为一切要归给神的。
Because everything that you could give to God,
必须要出于他，还要借着他。
Has to be from Him and through Him.
今天圣灵在我们的身上就是做这件事。
And today the spirit that is within us is doing exactly that one thing.
我们这个人都很有能力，也很聪明。
Because every one of us is powerful and smart.
亚伯兰、撒来也是这样。
And so was Sarai.
神没有责怪他们。
And God never blamed them.
神只是说，你要在我的面前做完全人。
God only said, you have to come in front of me blameless.
我们的神知道我们会出错。
Because God knows that we are not complete.
所以神要说话。
So God has to talk to us.
说话的目的不是责怪，不是定罪。
And not to criticize us.
说话的目的是挽回，是叫我们重新在他面前能够出发。
But it's to teach us and to receive us back.
我们有受教的心，我们就在主面前做完全人。
So today, if you're humble and willing to learn, then you have a chance to become blameless.
主还吩咐亚伯兰，你不要再叫亚伯兰，你要叫做亚伯拉罕。
And God also said to Abram that you're not going to be Abram anymore. You'll be Abraham.
撒来，你不要再叫撒来，你要叫做撒拉。
And Sarai will now become Sarah.
啊，一字之差哈。
There's only a slight difference.
但是在神的面前就一个不完全，一个完全了。
But now in front of God is the blameless and the not blameless.
亚伯兰是伟大的父。
Abraham is the father of all nations.
撒来是什么意思？
And what is Sarah?
不是，那个是撒拉，众生之母。撒来是什么？
Sarai, what is Sarai?
撒来是被高举的。
Sarai is the one that God raised up.
亚伯兰跟撒来两个肉体生命，一个是伟大，一个是被高举。
Abram, in the flesh, one is to be raised up and one is the important.
神说肉体不要被高举。
And God said, the flesh will not be raised up.
肉体不要做伟大。
And the flesh will not be all important.
要在信心中做多国之父，做多国之母。
So now through faith, Abraham,would be the father of all nations.
神不是要来看你人能够做出什么东西来。
Because in the flesh, nothing could be accomplished.
神是要看我们有没有在信心中领受他的应许，跟着他而行。
But now in faith, lots could be accomplished.
这个是非常重要，亚伯拉罕的故事。
And now that is the important message from Abraham's story.
是亚伯拉罕能够接受神的教导。
Because Abraham could receive the teaching from God.
然后神就在这样子的信心里头与他立约。
And now through this faith, they could build up a confidence.
神说我要与你并你世世代代的后裔立我的约。
And God says this confidence is everlasting.
啊，神不只是跟亚伯兰立约，也跟他信心中的后裔 立约。
Not just that there's a covenant between Abraham and God, but there's also to the descendants as
well. 所以今天神跟你跟我也是立同样的约。
So now today, we have the same covenant
with God. 这个是应许我们能得后裔的约。
And this covenant is the promise that we will have descendants.
神的话说这个叫做永远的约。
And this is an eternal covenant.
应许的是没有过去。
Something that has promised before is still true today.
今天神的应许也在你的身上，在我的身上。
And today the promise is on you.
神的应许在他教会的身上。
It is because the promise is on the church as well.
教会要有信心，并且是亚伯拉罕的信心。
So now we shall have the same faith as Abraham.
教会必能够产生属灵的后裔。
So that through this faith we could have.Faithful descendant.
第三个点，神的约是立在你们的肉体上面。
So the third thing is the covenant is between you and your flesh as well.
无论是家里生的，是用银子买的。
It doesn't matter if it's from your own body or you
buy it with money. 生下第八日都要受割礼。
The eighth day from the birth, you have to become circumcised.
神立的这个永远的约，应许的约是立在我们的身体上的。
Because this confidence is also take effect on the flesh.
所以如果我们的身体好像刚才我们说肉体的行为有几种
So just like we said, what are the three things that the flesh
will
lead us to?
第一个好像小孩子自我中心的我玩什么你们要跟我一起玩的
So the first thing the flesh will lead you to do is to become a children.
我吹笛我要你们跳舞的
To be a children, so when you play the flute, you want someone to dance for you.
那个不能够产生属灵的后裔。
That from that you cannot produce spiritual descendants.
第二种，我们听了神的话，用自己的意思去成就的。
And the second earthly thing was you would interpret the message with your flesh.
虽然也有一个团结成为一体的动作。
Maybe you have other mortal to think the same for you.
但是只能够产生夏甲的那个以实玛利的后裔。
But this group of mortal would only come up with earthly ideas.
不是神所要的。
And the earthly ideas is not the heavenly way.
所以要成就第三种的肉体的行为。
So the third thing that your flesh would let you to do.
这个是经过神的割礼的肉体。
And, so now if the body is circumcised, then you could use it.
所以我们每一个圣徒今天要注意一件事情，怎么叫做我们要肉体要行割礼呢？
So now,As believers, how do we get ourselves circumcised?
有两种的神家里头有两种的人。
And then in his church, there's two types of different people.
一种呢是在亚伯拉罕自己家里生的。
One is just like Abraham's children.
每个教会盼望我们的教会也能够在家里生一些孩子，是不是？
And I hope that as like this church, we can have descendants from our own body.
神的家里呢，还有一些呢，是什么？从用银子买的。
And also in this house, there are bodies that we brought from outside.
许许多多的基督徒进到我们的教会当中。
Just like how a lot of brothers and sisters just walk in to this church.
他们就成为我们家里的人。
And they just become one of us.
为什么？因为他们用银子买的。
Why? Because someone paid the price for them to come in.
他们也是耶稣基督用自己的血、自己的赎银所买赎回来的。
And they are also purchased by the blood of God as well.
无论是我们自家生的，还是弟兄姊妹从外面进来的。
Doesn't matter if it's the children or for our own brothers and sisters or someone who comes from outside.
神的话说，神的家里头必须要第八天就要行割礼。
So God says, doesn't matter where you come from, on the eighth day, you have to be
circumcised. 在这里，肉体的行为没有空间。
And there is no other interpretation for this.
什么叫做行割礼？
How do we get circumcised?
哥罗西书第二章十一节那里告诉我们。
In Colossians, chapter 2:11.
我们来念一下。
Let's read it.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼。乃是基督使你们脱去肉体的割礼，那里情欲本来是没有的。哥罗西书二章十一节。
Colossians chapter 2:11。
这里说这个割礼不是犹太教的那个肉体的肉身的割礼。
And here it says the circumcision is not the same as the one from the Jewish community.
是在心里头除去肉体的那个割礼。
And these circumcisions will take out the mortal thinking in the heart.
意思就是说今天我们新约所有的圣徒,
meaning says that now all the believers in the New Testament,
我们知道在神的家中没有肉体的行为可以存在。
We should understand that we should not bring our flesh into the church.
神的约是立在这个肉体身上。
Even though the covenant is built up between God and our flesh,
肉体一出来, 这个约就不存在了。
Whenever the flesh appears, then the covenant goes away.
当我们心里头接受这个肉体在神的家中没有地位的时候,
and you have to understand that the flesh has no place in the church.
神的约就成就在我们的身上。
Then the covenant will take effect.
这个肉体就是要我们看见今天来到主的面前。
And this covenant will bring us to Him.
我们不能随从肉体。
And we shall not follow this flesh.
我们只要随从圣灵。
And we shall only follow the Spirit.
随从圣灵就是生命平安。
And so that if you follow the Spirit, then you will receive peace.
随从圣灵，神的约就在我们的身上。
And if you follow the Spirit, then the covenant will take effect.
肉体跟圣灵是在你心里头决定你要跟随哪一个。
And you get the decision every day if you want to follow the flesh or the spirit.
盼望在神的家中每一个儿女都在生下第八天就肉体受割礼。
So let's hope that all the brothers and sisters will be circumcised.
这个我们每一个人的心里头要看见这件事。
And this is something that we should pray for.
我在主面前不是我的聪明，不是我的智慧，不是我的能力能成就什么。
Because in front of him is not what I could do or what I could offer.
也不是那个人的述说，那一个牧师的教导，那个文章的说法，那个好信息，我听了我就来用。
And in front of him is never who taught me or where I read or whoever said.
在神的家中只有亚伯兰永远的约，他是要在信心中走这条路。
And because in his house there is only one covenant.
这个不是某某人讲的道。
And this covenant is not someone said who said.
这个是神的话。
It is directly from God's word. And in Colossians chapter 2:11, it says we have to be circumcised.
亚伯兰知道这件事情。
Abraham understands.
然后第四件事情，他的妻子撒来也不可再叫撒，撒来要叫做撒拉。
And the four things that in Genesis 16 was Sarai would now become Sarah.
这个是说到撒拉的另外一面的情形。
And he talked about Sarah.
亚伯拉罕因着信，他就行了这个割礼，第八天。
And on the eighth day, through faith, Abraham received circumcision.
全家所有的男子都受了这样子的割礼。
And so does every male in the household.
神的约说，凡不受割礼的都要赶出去。
And in the Bible, it said, whoever did not receive circumcision will be kicked out from his people.
以斯玛利被赶出去了。
Ishmael.
Ishmael, 你说神的家不是爱吗? 怎么要赶人呢?
And you would say, I thought the church is full of love. Why would we kick anyone out?
神的家不是彼此包容吗? 怎么要赶人呢?
And I thought this is the house of tolerance. How can we kick someone out?
神的家不赶人。
Then I'll tell you, we are not kicking anyone out.
因为当我们不懂肉体的事, 我们没有这个权柄去赶人。
Because if I am still in the flesh, then I have no qualification to kick anyone out.
神的家是包罗万有，所有的人都愿意接受。
And in the church, we are truly understanding and we tolerate.
但是我们总盼望第八天能够所有的人都行割礼。
But now we do hope that on the eighth day,
我们在神的家中第一天，第二天，第三天，一直要到第八天，我们盼望全教会都受割礼。
So if this is your first day or second day, we hope that by the eighth day, you will receive the circumcision.
到第八天还不受割礼的。
But now if the eighth day comes and you are still uncircumcised,
那主的话说,
then the Bible says,
这个要除去,
you will be taken away from your people.
否则神会怪罪。
Otherwise, we would be blamed.
这个第八天就是复活的天。
Because the eighth day is the day when you come back to life.
七天的头一天就是第八天。
The first day after the seventh day is the eighth day.
在主复活的面前，只有这个属灵的实际，没有所有仁义。
So in the eighth day, we should not be in the flesh anymore.
所以撒来要叫做撒拉。
So now Sarai will be named Sarah.
加拉太书四章。 今天的内容很多，也是我们很重要的一篇信息。今天内容很多。
Today, we have to flip the Bibles many times.
是我们一篇很重要的信息。
Because this is an important message.
因为这里说关乎到永远的约的问题。
Because here it talks about the eternal covenant.
关乎到我们在主面前有没有能够蒙福产生真实属灵后裔的问题。
And he talked about if we could receive a spiritual descendants or not.
现在众教会有许许多多的信息，各样流行的道在讲。
And now in different types of church, there's different message floating around.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望不要大家随便的介绍给大家来听。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that you don't just introduce someone to a different message.
太乱了。
Because there are just so many different messages out there. There are good messages out there.
但是如果真的有好信息，我盼望跟传道人先交通过。
So if there's a message that you believe is beneficial to the others, please consult the elderly first.
可以去找死弟兄交通，这个信息我们教会能不能听？
Maybe you could introduce a message to Brother C, and he could decide.
找梁家珍弟兄说，这个信息我们教会能够大家听。
Or maybe you should introduce the message to Brother Liang.
你们不嫌弃的话，也可以找我来问问看，这个信息大家可不可以讲。
Or if you don't mind, you could talk to me and ask me if I believe the message is great.
总的一句说，圣经有的我们也盼望有。
So, if I could conclude, whatever the Bible says, we would like to follow.
圣经没有的我们听听看。
If the Bible does not talk about it,
盼望大家给我们传道人一个机会，我们能够为主守门守见证。
So, I truly hope that if you find a message that you would like to share, you would share with us first.
因为我们所做的工是属灵的工。
Because we would want to make sure that the message is spiritual.
传道人不是在教会中打工。
Someone who is preaching the gospel is not someone that works at the church.
传道人是在教会讲主的话，守主的路。
But the person who preaches the gospel is someone who determines if the message is spiritual.
盼望我们教会不要乱。
And I hope that a chaos would not come into our church.
不要有任何的沙来。
And there's no sarai in the church.
要有很多的沙拉。
And we hope that everyone will become Sarah.
每一个都在主面前能够跟随圣灵而往前。
Because Sarah is the one who follows the Spirit.
加拉太书四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
我们从22节读到31节。
Let's read from 22 to 31.
因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主自妇人生的。然而那使女生的是按着血气生的，那自主自妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于基乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指着亚伯拉亚拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类。因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的，但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母。因为经上记着，不怀孕不生养的，你要欢乐，未曾经过惨难的，你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。我们何等感谢主，保罗能够刚强地讲主的话。
And praise the Lord, what a wonderful message that Paul gave us.
啊，在世界上做事，你要赏脸，你要给人家面子。
And to operate in this world, you have to save face.
保罗为了福音的纯真，不赏脸，不给面子。
And Paul never save face for the others. He just said it directly.
连彼得，连耶路撒冷的教会，他都不给面子。
It doesn't matter if you're Peter or you're the church in Jerusalem. If you're at fault, then Paul would let you know.
他甚至说夏甲是说到亚拉伯的西乃山与现在的耶路撒冷同类。
And so he even said that Hagar was the same as the church in Jerusalem today.
这是何等定罪的话。
And basically he is saying the Jerusalem is not worthy.
但是保罗没有定罪的灵。
But Paul is not the one to judge.
他在主的面前只有一个痛的心。
And in front of the Lord, he only has a sorrow.
为什么今天在新约时代，应许跟相信是那么样的复杂的一件事？
So now, how difficult it is in the New Testament to believe and to receive the promise.
因为在地上有肉体的行为在教会中出现。
And because in the middle, there's flesh.
在肉体是说到这里有两约, 一个约是代表肉体, 代表血气。
And here it says there are two covenants. One is between the flesh.
另外一个约是代表应许, 代表永远。
And the other one is promise and eternal.
地上的耶路撒冷算不得什么。
The present city in Jerusalem is not worthy.
天上的耶路撒冷是所有应许儿女的特权。
But the Jerusalem up in heaven is the promise that we would like to receive.
神盼望我们认识亚伯兰，变成亚伯拉罕。 这样子的信心,
God wants us to understand how Abram became Abraham so
that
we can receive the same thing.
全家受割礼,
because now on the eighth day, everyone becomes circumcised of the flesh.
那个以实玛利到13岁的时候就被赶出去了,
and Ishmael got kicked out when he was 13.
神不要教会中行律法,
because the law is not going to be in the church anymore.
神要教会每一个神的儿女都蒙应许在信心的道路中往前。
And now everyone in the church shall be the one that received the promise.
神盼望他的教会不怀孕不生养,
God wants us to be a barren woman who bears no children. This is completely very spiritual.
不重在肉体中的生养的那个情形。
And here it's not talking about the bearing children in the flesh.
他说因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
Because it says here, the woman with no husband will bear more children than the one who does.
地上的教会就是预表这样子的一个没有丈夫的女人。
And the church today represents the woman with no husband.
这个丈夫在天上了。
Because the husband is in heaven.
但是他所生养的儿女却是那么样的遍满全地。
At the same time, this woman bears a lot of children.
因为这个是信心中的生养。Because
the children is from the promise.
保罗在加拉太书说，我为你们再受惨难之苦。And
Paul says here in Galatians that I am bearing the pain again for you.
保罗说，今天教会若回到肉体的光景。Because
Paul said if the church now falls in the flesh,
就是一个堕落的情形。Then
it was just going down.
什么时候我们再看见属天的耶路撒冷?
And at that time, we will not be able to see the Jerusalem in heaven anymore.
我们回到福音的纯正上面。
And we have to come back to the gospel.
知道今天肉体没有地位。
And we have to understand that the flesh has no place in the church.
并且每一个神的儿女要在心中接受这样子的割礼。
And we have to understand that we have to be circumcised in this flesh.
神的教会是有制度的。
Because in the church, there are rules as well.
这个制度不掌握在人的手中。
And these rules are not written by flesh.
这个制度掌握在神的手中。
These are heavenly rules.
神用两面来引导我们。
And God always used two ways to lead us.
一面是圣经。
The first one is through the Bible.
一面是圣灵。
And the other one is through the Spirit.
圣经是按着每一句话来说的。
And the Bible just tells you every word as is.
不是按着一句话来说的。
And you have to understand the whole Bible, not just one verse in the Bible.
圣经是叫我们听了明白然后去行。
And you're supposed to understand the whole Bible, then you get to operate and act.
听了还要明白。
You have to listen and you have to understand.
明白了要去行。
After you understand that, you have to act.
怎么样明白怎么样行是靠圣灵。
How to understand and how to act is through the Spirit.
我们再唱235首。
And let's sing hymn 235 again.